HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So it's been a pretty boring week in tech, so to speak. But lots of small but important things happened. Let's start with one of those really sort of inconsequential things which, you know, go viral and become a big deal. So sometime over the last weekend, a trend broke on Twitter asking Xiaomi for answers. YouTubers and users were asking Xiaomi to tell them why Arunachal Pradesh doesn't appear on the company's weather app. Now, firstly, it wasn't just Arunachal Pradesh, it was Arunachal Pradesh, it was Leh, Ladakh, it was Daman and Diu, and there were a bunch of other cities also that were missing. However, for the people who wanted to make this a trend, they realized that Arunachal Pradesh and Ladakh are places that the Chinese Communist Party does not recognize as a part of India, and they went ahead and said, Xiaomi jawab do. And the rest, as they say, is history. Now here's the thing. We all have a right to, and honestly we really should, routinely question these companies. And as consumers, we always have the option to, you know, vote with our dollars, rupees in our case. You always have the right to not buy a Xiaomi product. You have the right to not buy Xiaomi TV, Xiaomi phones, and so. But evidently you do not do that. For one, the company leads in both smart TVs and smartphone space. More importantly, if nobody was buying Xiaomi products, nobody would really have known that the Mi weather app does not show all these cities. As somebody who's covered tech for a while, honestly, the question we would ask is, why is such a bug existing in an app like this? And that's not about the whole nationalist aspect of this. So weather apps usually link to a different service to get their data. And evidently the problem was somewhere there because Xiaomi fixed the issue in less than 18 hours. So if they could do that, then it obviously wasn't that huge an issue. And I'm not defending Xiaomi here, but we're not really questioning what is probably the big problem here. Xiaomi makes a bunch of apps. If there are tiny bugs in any of these apps, then what is the quality control that Xiaomi keeps? We have seen privacy issues with Mi browser recently, and while the company said that it's an accepted practice, they did go ahead and take down those features. Now there are certain Indian cities missing. Now that could be for a bunch of reasons. For example, companies often look at what users are using and then they decide whether they need to put resources on these services. So maybe weather apps are not being used by people. Weather apps, for those who don't know, weather apps aren't very popular in India. For one, we don't have ever-changing weather. India is pretty predictable that way. We can tell that it's summer. It's gonna be sunny for the next 6 months. And so on. So weather apps have never really been very popular in India. So it's possible that Xiaomi realized that people aren't using it, so they don't really put much effort behind that app. Having said that, they also make these payment apps, which is Mi Pay, they're making video apps and things like that. And they really want people to be in their ecosystem. They have something called the Mi Home, which runs all their smart home products. What if there are security glitches there in the long run? That, in my opinion at least, I think that's a much bigger problem than whether Xiaomi wants to side with the Chinese Communist Party and put Arunachal Pradesh on the map or not. Sure, does Xiaomi want to share data with them? That's a problem the government has to tackle, and they have tackled in the past. Xiaomi in fact had some of their apps banned recently. But we sort of have to be careful about what we make into a trend. Because, you know, sometimes nationalism just doesn't do justice to tech. Anyway, moving forward to more important things, a historic antitrust case was filed by the US Department of Justice against Google this week. And I know I sound very biased whenever I talk about antitrust cases, but it's just that I find this specific satisfaction in antitrust cases being filed against big tech. We don't know if this will do something, but let's get one thing straight. big tech has done a lot of good things for us. Google, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, they have done a lot of good for the world, but they've also done a lot of bad. And it's about time that we stopped overlooking the bad for the good. These companies do have to be accountable for a lot of things that they do. And worldwide, there have been uproars against them. In India, most recently, there has been uproar against Google's 30% Play Store commission. Although again, honestly speaking, I don't think that's the right thing to call up Google on, because they did build the Play Store. And as somebody explained to me, it takes a while for a company to get to that 30% level, especially in India. It takes a while for a company to get to a point where they're actually selling services through their app to actually pay Google for it. Most apps in India are still free. In fact, one thing Google says is that just about 3% of all apps on Play Store worldwide are affected by this policy. And even there, we have that whole nationalism aspect that has been taken. Honestly, that may not be what we need to question on, but regulations are happening globally, slowly and slowly. Now, this US antitrust case, it'll probably go on for a few years, because Google will essentially come at it with an army of lawyers, as did Microsoft all those years ago when they came under fire for antitrust regulations. But as experts explained it to me, it is a sign that the US is comfortable regulating these guys now. And that matters to the rest of the world, because for a lot of US's allies, they've more or less pandered to big tech companies because they are allies to the US and the US is also lobbying for them. The fact that the United States is now going after these companies is sort of an indicator to countries like India and many others to also go after them. In fact, a person who works in these policy circles said that there's a very good chance that the CCI will start its own investigation into this. The CCI is the Competition Commission of India, which regulates all the competition laws. And the CCI, by the way, is already looking into three cases against Google in India. One to do with its dominance in smartphones, one to do with its dominance in Android TVs, and one to do with Google Pay and how it has promoted it. So it's not like the CCI is unaware of it. They have even fined Google once for about 136 crore rupees, if I'm not wrong, for abusing their dominance in search. So yes, things might happen. And antitrust cases in a way are good, because what tech has done is it has made a lot of things obsolete. And while India has comparatively newer competition laws, because our competition laws were created in, I think, the early 2000s, tech moves so fast that even our laws are obsolete when it comes to competition in this sector. For example, India's competition laws still need something like price rise to be shown for monopolistic behavior, which in many other countries has been proved to be a non-issue in some cases. So there are aspects like that which need to be fixed. And maybe through all of this that's happening, maybe regulators will finally take a look and policies will be formed. Having said that, somebody also told me that even though the Indian government has been looking to regulate, there's a good chance that our regulations will still come in the form of nationalism, because the government is more interested right now in data ownership, making sure that the data stays in India, making sure that India gets to use the data. And unlike the US and EU, where the core component of most regulations is how have you affected user privacy, India doesn't really care about privacy as much. Yes, we do talk about it. I think I have shouted myself hoarse talking about privacy, but the fact is, India does not care about privacy as much. So privacy may not be at the core of our regulations either. And the draft bill for data privacy in India is a very good example of this. The fact that the Chinese apps that were banned saying it is data privacy at risk is another example, because it's not. Data nationalism, putting data inside India, does not ensure that you and I are safe. Yes, it is important, because our data should remain within the country's borders, and there is a big importance to that. but it definitely does not ensure that you and I can keep our data private. So there is a lot happening around this, and what we can say at this point is that really everybody needs to follow this. And that does not mean you need to be interested in tech or so to speak. This is honestly part of our lives nowadays. And we all really need to be aware of what's happening. And maybe 20 years from today, this will be part of the history books. You never know. And it's a history you'll probably be reading on smartphones and on smart TVs. And speaking of smartphones, the smartphone market in India is recovering again. It seems people are buying phones again. Of course, September was the big sales. There was the Big Billion Day and Amazon's Great Indian Festival. And a lot of shipments came into India in September. So what has happened is that after a slow two quarters where the smartphone market sort of slumped and the overall shipment numbers went down, of course, people weren't buying either. In the third quarter, which ends in September, India has actually set a record for the most number of shipments to the country in one quarter. We got about 50 million smartphone shipments in India in Q3 of 2020. That, of course, does not really affect you, so to speak, but it basically means that the market is back on track to a big extent. That means that you can expect most of your launches on time again. It also means that most of those discounts and stuff that happen will probably start returning soon as well. So I'm not talking about just the Diwali sales and everything, but all the others. It's not really surprising because September is usually the time when a lot of big smartphone shipments come into the country because of the festive season after it. But yeah, we had expected slightly smaller numbers this time. But well, it seems you guys really want to buy smartphones and people are getting ready to sell them as well. So best of luck.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.